People aged 36 can register for a COVID-19 vaccine from today. As more people get a vaccine, the number of people testing positive for the virus or needing hospital treatment as a result is falling. But public health officials are concerned that a more contagious strain of the virus, the Delta variant, is making up more of the virus being spread here. The variant, which first originated in India, is more resistant to one dose of vaccines and is now the most prevalent strain in Britain, where cases are rising. The government says it has no plans to delay the reopening of indoor eating and drinking from Monday week, and no final decision will be taken until next Thursday when more data is available. Dr. Gerard Barry is Assistant Professor of Virology at University College Dublin. Dr. Barry, good morning. Thanks for talking to us today.
Hi, good morning.
How contagious is the Delta strain of COVID-19?
In comparison to the Alpha variant, which is the one that originated in Kent in the UK and the one we've gotten used to over the last 6 months or so, it's about, estimates range between about 40 and 60% more transmissible than the Alpha variant. So it quite substantially more able to infect people than the Alpha variant.
And how much of it is in circulation here, and how is that known?
I suppose the data is a little bit sketchy. Unfortunately, it isn't absolutely clear, and that's for a number of reasons. The first thing to say is that although we're doing targeted sequencing, which is the way we identify the Delta variant, it isn't completely comprehensive. So the data we have, although is quite targeted and is quite useful, is probably slightly lower than the real number. Dr. Holohan tweeted data suggesting that cases of the Delta variant are making up about 20% of new cases in the country currently. But unfortunately, that tweet was sent out, I suppose, with a huge lack of context and a huge lack of detail. So we don't really know the full extent of it in the country, but I suppose we can estimate that it's probably in the region of about 20% of new cases currently. But I have to stress that there's a lag associated with that. So although we're saying it's 20% now, it's likely that it's probably slightly higher and likely to be increasing week on week from here on in.
Is there evidence that it is much more likely to spread or transmit outdoors than other strains?
Well, it's naturally more infectious, so it's more able to transmit between people from an infected person to an uninfected person, and that is the case whether it's indoors or outdoors. Now, I must stress that being outdoors, regardless of the variant, dramatically reduces your potential to become infected from an infectious person. But yeah, any variant that's more transmissible will be more transmissible whether you're outdoors or indoors. And, you know, the examples that we're seeing kind of, I suppose, the most dramatic example that we've seen of how infectious this thing is was illustrated in Australia earlier this week, where they do really intense, really detailed contact tracing. And there was an example of a person that walked past, brushed past a person in a shopping center and became infected. So they interacted effectively for seconds. And that person passed on the virus to the other person. Now, that was in an indoor setting, in a shopping center. But, you know, shopping malls like that are relatively large areas, and there was a brief encounter where virus was transmitted. Now, that's also in the context, of course, of no masks. But we have to stress that, you know, this virus is more transmissible. But thankfully, vaccines are effective against it.
Yes. Is there evidence that people get sicker as a result of catching a Delta variant?
So there's evidence to say that if you pick up this variant based on UK data, if you're not vaccinated, you're twice as likely to end up in hospital. We don't really have data on whether it's going to cause more severe disease or not, but that the fact that you're more likely to end up in hospital would suggest that it has the potential to cause a more severe disease. I think the data is still a little bit lacking on that. So, and that, you know, there's a number of factors that might be confounding that. So I don't think we can really say for sure whether this is causing more disease or not. I think we're still learning about that.
In your view, Dr. Barry, should restrictions on, for example, more mixing indoors go ahead as planned on Monday week or wait until more people are vaccinated?
I think we can take, if we take the approach of what the UK have done, and we look at the UK, and the UK opened up indoor dining back in May, around the 17th of May. So effectively what we're proposing to do on the 5th of June is what the UK did around the 17th of May. We will, on the 5th of June, have higher rates of vaccination in the country compared to what the UK had on the 17th of May. But it roughly will probably track along what has happened in the UK. And what happened there is that when they opened up, and even before it actually, cases of the Delta variant were increasing. And they have seen an increase in cases in the UK. They've gone from about 2,000 cases a day up to now, I think, around 11,000 cases a day. So that's quite a dramatic increase in cases. And they're slowly seeing an increase in hospitalizations and a very, very small increase in deaths. And I think we'll probably see the same. So if we open indoor dining in July, on the 5th of July, then it's likely we'll see a spike in cases. But it's unlikely that it will convert into a dramatic increase in hospitalizations and deaths. So I'd be fairly happy to go ahead with opening indoor hospitality in July.
Dr. Gerard Barry, Assistant Professor of Virology at UCD, thank you.